Okay, today is Daf Mem Vav. We are on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, top word. Amr Reb Zera. So the Rambam says in Hilchas Brachas that there are many different minhagim and hanhagos, practices of people during a suda. Here we go. Reb Zera Chalash. Reb Zera got sick. Olag Abay Ravo. Ravo came to visit him. Kibul Alayu, he accepted upon himself, E Miftach, if he would get healed, Reb Zera would get healed, and he calls Reb Zera Katina Charich Shaki, the small one that got his thighs singed. Yeah. Yeah, what is that about? We'll get to that in a second. Avid Yom Tavol Rabbanan. I'm going to make a yanta for the Rabbanan. I'll make a suda. If Reb Zera gets healed, I'll make a suda. Why did he call him that? So he called him that because, why did they call him that? He was called that because there's a whole story that he would fast and he would do tshuva and he would put his feet on hot coals to try to do tshuva. So, and other people would see him do that and they would like be inspired. So when someone's sick, you try to mention all his zechusim. So you call him that, it's going to be over his zechusim. Because if a dafka when he's sick, he calls him that. Oh, Hashem, you should look at all the tzidkas he is. Look at such a tzaddik this guy is. Look how much tshuva he made. Such a tshuva movement. Reb Zera is a walking tshuva movement. He's a chola now. So when I'm daven for him, I'm going to mention that. It'll be ma'or his tshuva. Anyway, if Daka got healed. So Avid Sudasa Lukula Rabbanon. He made a suda for all the Rabbanon. Made a big suda. Kimato Lemishre, when it came time to cut the challah, Amar Lei, Reb Zera, Lishulan Mar. Told Reb Zera, you cut the challah. Amalei lo savalo malah the Amar Biyochanan the Amar Habalabayis Potseya. Don't you hold that the Balabayis is supposed to be the one who cut the challah? So Sharlu, so Reb Avo cut the challah. Kimata lebruchim when it came time to bench, Amalei nevarich lanmar. Reb Zera, you lead benching. So Amalei lo savalo malah the Rehuna demin Bavel. The same person who is Botzeya should be Mavarech. Don't you hold that? So Avihu Kiman Svirle. Vihu Kiman Svirle. I don't hold like that. I hold like this. Kedama Rav Yochanan Mishon Abshurim Ben Yochoi. Balabayis Botzeya. V'orech Mavarech. The Balabayis is Botzeya. And the Orech is...
Benches.
The Orech is the one who benches. So if... So ask the Rashba. If he held that the Balabayis is Botzeya, then why did he offer it to Reb Zera? Told Reb Zera, you cut the challah. He holds the Balabayis is Botzeya. The answer is because he thought that Reb Zera was the Balabayis because the party was for him because he got sick. So that party was for him, he should be Botzeya. Okay. Balabayis Botzeya Kadeshivta Ba'ayin Yafa. The Balabayis is honestly benching. It should lead the cutting of the challah. You know why? Because he'll cut it with an Ayin Yafa. What does that mean? What that means is that the guest. What? The guest won't give big slices because he doesn't know what's still in the kitchen. He has no idea. So he's going to give cheap slices because he doesn't know what's over there. The Balabayis knows, and he knows how generous he could be, so therefore the Balabayis should be Botzeya. For Orech Mavarech. And the Orech should be the one who gives benching. Kadeshi Yavarech Balabayis. So he could give a bracha to the Balabayis. Okay? What's the bracha? We're going to see in a second. Now, what if the Balabayis has more than one guest? Who does he give benching to? What? No, that's not what it says over here. According to the Rush, whichever one you want, whichever guest you want, va'afilu katan shebahem, even the katan among them. Why not? Right? Okay. Right. Now, my mevarich, what bracha do you make? The Avudram says, you see, from here we're going to throw in a bracha in the middle of benching. You see from here that you can say any bracha you want in the middle of benching. All these harachamans that we say are all additions. It's what's the issue? Why not say harachamans? It's not a hefsik. Yeah. What hefsik? No, it's not a hefsik from the bracha on the wine. You took wine. You don't make a guffin. You're benching, right? Now then you're gonna make all the harachamans and all these other tefillos that you want to say in the middle of benching, and then you're gonna make a haguffin. It's not a It's not a hefsik between benching and drinking the wine. Not a problem. Ma'am Mavarech, what do you say? Yirotzon, you should be your will Hashem. Shalayavash Balabayas Balamazeh, he shouldn't be embarrassed in this world, Vlaykali Balamaba, right? Rabbi Mosif Advarim, he would add the following. V'yitzlach ma'od b'chol nechasav. He should have atzlach in all his things. V'yinechasav v'nechaseinu mitzlachim. And your possessions and our possessions should also be matzliach v'krovim l'ir near the city. You don't have to have a job in, you know, in somewhere in, you know, in Oregon or something. V'yishlat tzaddin lo ma'asi yada v'lo ma'asi yadenu. Tzaddin shouldn't come bother us. V'aliyiz dakir, and it shouldn't be prepared for us. Lo lefan of lo lefaneinu shum davar hiruchet. No hiruchet v'aveira v'avon me'ata v'ad olam. What's hiruchet? What about chet? Why do we mention hirchet?
It says chet and hirchet.
Doesn't say chet. It says divar hirchet, va'avera, va'avon, metav yadolam. What's hirchet? So the Gemara in Yuma says that hirchet is kasha michet.
It's what?
Worse.
Worse than
chet. How's it worse?
Think before you do it.
What?
Think before you do it.
So? I said, why is it worse? Why is thinking about chet worse than chet?
Makes it amazing.
Huh?
Makes it amazing.
So a lot of answers. What?
Oh,
so can I tell you why? Because I'm not saying this. The Shmuel Halakha says because when you do an avera, you do it with your guf. When you think about an avera, you do it with your mind.
Right.
Your seichel is greater than your guf, so it's a greater pagam. It's a greater problem. Another part is when you think about an avera, the thoughts don't go away. When I do an avera, I did the avera. No, when I think about it, the devil goes away. It's much worse. It's much worse. Lingering around in your head, it's much worse. It's unbelievable vart. We daven, shouldn't have any hir haver. Forget haver. That's for sure not. Even hir haver is even worse. That you shouldn't have.
I thought the tachet was an haver that was b'shoike.
What?
I thought the tachet was an haver that was...
That's a halachic chet. Here it's a tefila, right? The guy shouldn't have any chet. Shouldn't have hir chet even. Hir chet's worse. Next. Ad heichon... Birchas HaMazon. What does that question even mean? Until where is Birchas HaMazon? Reb Nachman Amar Ad Nevarech. Reb Nachman says, till the end of Zimun. Till the end of the Zimun. Reb Yosheshet Amar Ad Hazon. Till the end of the first Bracha. What does this question mean? Rashi says something very difficult. Rashi says, way up on top, Shetzrichin Liyos Shlosha. You have to have three people. And if you only have two people, lo yom ruhu, you don't say it. So what does that mean? Ad heichon birchas hamazon. What do you daven if you have three people? Or if you only have two people? Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nevarech. So you don't say v'zimon. You don't have three people. You don't have v'zimon. Rav Sheshet says you don't say the first bracha of benching? Is that what it possibly could mean? That's what Tosfos says Rashi means. And Tosfos says impossible. The first bracha is a daraisa. How could you not say that if you can only say that with three people? Why? Zimun, I understand. You can only say it with three people. What does the Rashi mean? Tosfos doesn't answer what Rashi means. I don't know what Rashi means. Tosfos gives different pshat. Tosfos says, we said before that if two people bench, we said it yesterday. If three people eating together, and then one leaves in the middle, and you got to go chase the guy down because you want to have a zimun. So he's like waiting for the bus. So you yell out to him, do me a favor, wait over there, listen to the Zimun. Hopefully you won't miss the bus. Right? So how long does he have to sit there and wait? While you guys are benching. Reb Nachman says, only for the Zimun part. And Reb Sheshet says, no, you have to stay for the first bracha. That makes sense. What Rashi means, I don't know. Tosfos asks four questions that Rashi can't be right. How Rashi can't be right. That there's no mitzvah to say the first bracha unless you have a zimun. And if you're alone, you don't say it. That's what Tosfos comes with his pshat, that we're talking about where you're making the other guy wait while you bench zimun. How long does he have to stand there and wait? Machlokas. Either till the zimun's over, or no. Says Rav Sheshet, it's the first bracha, he has to wait. Then he can go catch the bus. Okay. Neima ki tanoi. Let's say this is actually a machlokas tanoim. The Tani Chada, Birchas HaMazon, one price said, Birchas HaMazon is Shnayim Ushlosha, two or three brachos. With Tanya Idach, and another price said, Shlosha V'Arba, three or four brachos. Now, what's three or four brachos? So, benching without HaTov HaMetiv is three brachos. Right? Hazan, Noda, and Ben Yerushalayim. It's three brachas. With a Tov Meitiv, it's a fourth. With the fourth bracha. Now, Savruha, the Kuli Alma Tov Meitiv Lav Zaraisa. Everybody holds a Tov Meitiv is only Darabanan. So, my La Bakim Ifligi, what are they arguing about? Two or three or three or four? Man de Tani Shtayim Vishalosh. The one who says two or three Kosavar Arazan. He says that a guy waiting for the bus, or according to Rashi, if you only have a mezumin, you have to wait till Hazan. That's first bracha, so then it's three, right? It's three brachos. What are the three brachos? What are the three brachos? Birchas Hazimon until Hazan is one. No, that and Bonu Yishlayim. And if there are less than three, don't say two. Why? Because you don't say Hazan.
Less than three, why?
What?
What do you mean you don't say Hazan?
Yeah. I just said, according to Rashi,
yeah,
if you only have two people,
right,
you only say two brachas. You don't say the first bracha.
You skip the first bracha?
Yeah. I just said that.
Yeah, I know.
You skip the first bracha.
That's surprising.
Right? You skip the first bracha. And according to Tosfos, what does that mean according to Tosfos?
Yeah.
Not sure what this means according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it'll mean that the two of them, the guy's waiting for the bus, he's not going to say the first bracha anyway, because he's not benching now. When he benches, then he doesn't have to say the first bracha, because you have to stand there and listen to it. So I'm going to say two brachas. Manda amar shalosh va'arba, three or four, kasavar ad nevarech. No! The only time you have to sit there is until, according to Rashi, it means ad nevarech means until you only say nevarech with three people. If you only have two people, you still bench the whole benching. But if you're with three people, you say nevarech, it's an extra bracha, so there are four. Right? That's what it means. So we see, they argued about this already. It's about Chalukas Tanayim. What do you do? You have two people, and what do you do with the third guy? Is it until Nevarech, until Zimon, until Hazan? What do you do? So the Machlokas Tanayim argued about that already. One said two and three, one said three and four. It's an argument, an old story. Lo, Rav Nachman Tarot Tamei, Rav Sheshet Tarot Tamei. Rav Nachman Tarot Tamei, the Kuli Alma Ad Nevarech. Everybody holds that we're talking about now until the Zeman's over. No one holds like Rashi. Told him that. Manda Amar Shalosh Va'arba Shaper. If you hold three and four, that makes perfect sense. Why? When you're alone, you say three. When you're not alone, when you're with a Zuman, the Zeman's the fourth bracha. Manda Amar Shtayim V'Shalosh, what's two and three? So Amalach, Racha Bacha, Bebrechas Pola Maskinan. We're talking about workers. Workers don't say full benching. They say an abridged benching. They'll only say two brachas. They're going to swallow up one of the brachas in two brachas and only say two brachas. Damamar, poseach b'hazan. You start off with hazan. The kolel boni Yerushalayim beberchas haaretz. And you include boni Yerushalayim in no delacha. So you see it's a shorter bracha, shorter version, and therefore it's only two brachas. And Rav Sheshet will explain himself. Tekuli alma ad hazan. I hold until Hazan. According to Rashi, that means you only say Hazan with a mezumin. According to Tosfos, it means the guy waiting for the bus has to wait till they finish Hazan. Right? Manda mashtayim v'shalosh shaper. If you hold two and three, that makes perfect sense. Why? If one or two are davening, if you're benching by yourself, then you're only going to say two brachas. You're not going to say Hazan according to Rashi. You're not going to say Hazan. And according to Tosfos, what does that mean according to Tosfos? You're not going to say Hazan. I'm not sure what that means according to Tosfos. Uman dar mashalosh va'arba, and you hold three and four, kasavar hatov ha-meitiv d'oraisahi. Hatov ha-meitiv is d'oraisa. That's why there's an extra bracha here. Amar Rav Yosef, teida da tov ha-meitiv lav d'oraisa. Can't be a tov ha-meitiv is d'oraisa. That can't be right. Sharei polim oskinos okinosa. Because the polim don't say it. Right? The polim don't say it. If they don't say it, one second, it says the Rashba, but they don't say the other bracha either. They swallowed it up. He says, okay, well, at least they're swallowing it up. At least they're saying something. The tov ha-meitiv, they don't say it all. Amar Vitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, Mishpeh de Rav, Teda da tov me delav doraisa. I'll prove to you it's not doraisa. You ready for this? I'll prove to you that tova. We could use a sitter. I'll prove to you that a tova meitiv is not doraisa. Shaharei, because shaharei poseach ba b'baruch ve'ein chosim ba b'baruch. It starts off with a bracha, and it doesn't end with a bracha. Okay, if you notice that benching, the first bracha of benching starts off with a bracha, and it ends with a bracha. No delacha does not start with a bracha. The al hakol Hashem alakenu does not start with a bracha. It ends with a bracha. Bracha to Hashem al aretz v'al mazon. Rachim na does not start with a bracha. It doesn't start with a bracha.
Doesn't end with a bracha.
Yes, it does. Uvnei Yerushalayim, bracha to Hashem, b'nei bracha Yerushalayim, amen. It ends with a bracha. Then we start with a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, l'keinu melech olam. And it ends without a bracha, alei chasmenu. Why on earth does it start with a bracha? Why is it starting with a bracha?
Because we said amen after.
Exactly. Why do we say amen after? Because it's the Rabbanan.
After.
It's the Rabbanan, atov ametiv. Therefore, we're starting with a bracha to clue you in. This is a different kind of bracha now. Till now, everything was Doraisa. We didn't start with bracha, except for the first one. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that a tova meitiv is not Doraisa, right? Because Kidatanya, call she'apaseach bebracha, then a chosim bebarach. It starts with a barach, doesn't end with a barach. Kidatanya, call a brachas kulan. All brachas, paseach behen bebarach, they start with a bracha, v'chosim behen bebarach. And they end with a bracha. It's funny. The Brisa says all brachas, and it's almost no brachas. Right. What starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha? What starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha? Very few. You know what's not on the list? Chutz mi brachas aperos. You don't do that when it eats a fruit. You don't say bracha to Hashem, malkeinu melech olam, bor priya eitz, bracha to Hashem, bor priya. You don't say that. You just say one bracha. Brachas hamitzvos. Brachas hamitzvos also. You don't say, when you shake a lulav. Bracha to Hashem, malkeinu Hashem, al tiz lulav. You don't say bracha to Hashem al tizul. You don't say that. Bracha hasmucha. What? Oh, we'll get to bracha story in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. That's all Tosos. Bracha hasmucha lechavrata. A bracha like Shmon Esrei. No bracha in Shmon Esrei starts with the word baruch, except for the first one. Every single one afterwards doesn't start with a bracha. So far, most brachas in the world don't start it in with a bracha. But these don't even start with a bracha. I'm sorry. Ubracha achrona shepa kriyashma. The last bracha of kriyashma, which is emes v'yatziv in shachris and emes v'muna by arvis, doesn't start with a bracha. Right? Yesh, there are brachos, sheposeach behem bebaruch, that start with a bracha, ve'ein chosim bebaruch. They don't end with a bracha. Right? Okay? V'yesh, and there are some. V'yesh mehen, there are some. Shechosein behem bebaruch. They end with a bracha. They ain't poseich bebaruch. They don't start with a bracha, like Shmon Esrei. Right? They end with a bracha, but they don't start with a bracha. Every bracha Shmon Esrei ends with a bracha. Doesn't start with a bracha. Vatova meitiv is such an odd bracha. Poseich bebaruch, v'ein chosein bebaruch. It starts with a bracha. It doesn't end with a bracha. Michlal. Michlal. The bracha bifnei atzmihi. It's a bracha by itself, and it's not doraisa. Because if it was doraisa, it would follow the other pattern of benching, not starting with a bracha and ending with a bracha. It's the exact opposite. It starts with a bracha and doesn't end with a bracha. Therefore, it's not a doraisa.
I'm really confused.
Yeah.
My understanding is that benching is doraisa because Moshe said we should.
The Torah says to bench.
We should bench. The text is well, I mean, where is the
so,
pasuk that says that...
There is no pasuk. The text is derabbanan. However, there's a Doraisa idea to mention three things in benching. The fact that you're thanking Hashem for food,
right.
You're thanking Hashem for Israel, and you're thanking Hashem for the Beis HaMikdash, okay, Yerushalayim. Those are the first three.
Right.
So even though they're not, the text is made up by Moshe Rabbeinu, right. Yehoshua ben Nun, and the third one was made up by David and Shlomo. The text is made up, but the concepts are not made up. That's what it means when it says Doraisa.
Okay.
It means the concepts, what you're talking about. Hatova Beitiv is totally made up by the rabbis.
Right.
Right. So that argument is is articulate and it makes sense. To start talking about whether it begins with a bracha or doesn't, I don't see that it has anything to do with...
It's a coincidence, right? It's a funny thing that the Daraisa concepts don't start with a bracha. And the Rabbanan concept does start with a bracha. Why? Exactly the point. That's the Rabbanan, it starts with a bracha. The Daraisa, we don't have that. So it's like Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei also, it's not Daraisa. The text made up by the Chachamim is like Dola. Right? But it's all ideas that we said. That's the whole discussion. Davening, Daraisa, the Rabbanan. But the whole Shmon Esrei, that one bracha starts with a bracha. Why not? Because it's called a bracha smucha l'chavrata. It follows a bracha that just ended with a bracha. When it ends with a bracha, you don't have to start with a bracha. Okay? Now, Tosfos is, we're going to do this, bottom Tosfos, the whole thing. Tosfos is going to discuss all funny cases that we didn't mention till now. So first he says, Fahal lecha ha-seder, the bottom one. Fahal lecha ha-seder, here's the order. Berchas ha-shiyatar. Ain't a smuchel in a tilas yadayim. Ha-shiyatar's not nothing to do with a tilas yadayim. Why not? Then a tilas shaycha below ha-shiyatar. Because you can wash your hands without ha-shiyatar. Vaharbe pa'amim omra levada. Many times they say it alone. Elakai neshama. What about elakai neshama? Amai eno poseches bebaruch. Why doesn't it start with a bracha? Why not? De eno smucha la'ashe yatzar. What does that have to do with ashe yatzar, elakai neshama? Nothing. It has nothing to do with each other. This is the reason, this Tosfos is the reason why some Siddurim have the whole brachas in different order.
Yeah.
Why? Because of this Tosfos. Kigon. Imlo ba menanakavim the other tahoros ein tarach lebrachas hashigatzar. If you have clean hands, you don't have to go to the bathroom. You don't say hashigatzar. For tarach lamo, it's still lekayin shama. How the ein ba ela hodah ba alma? It's just hodah to Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me my neshama back. Eina poseches bebarach. You know, it doesn't start with the bracha. Umikol makom chosemes, but it ends with the bracha, right? Halal sins varucha ksas. It's a little bit of a long tefillah. So we end with a bracha. V'chein nami also, tarach lomar gabi atahu ad shalom nivra ha'olam. Say that on Yom Kippur. V'chol hani brachas ketanos, kol achas bracha la'atzma. Brachas ha'shachar in the morning. Pakeach ivri matar asur. They're all their own bracha. Kedamron ba'alma. Kad havi mahalech, havi marach matzadei gover. When you walk, you say matzadei gover, right? We just say them all in shul, but that's how it used to be. You saw the chicken, you said this. You got dressed, you said this. You got put on your belt, you said that. You put on your shoes. V'chein bekulan. V'od Dave Kitzuros, they're short brachas, one-liners. Vahave Kibirchas Aperos, they're Birchas Aperos that are one-liners, and when it comes to one-liners, you only say one bracha. You don't say a bracha a second time. What about the bracha after the Birchas Hashachar, there's the Yehi Ratzon?
Right.
Hayehi Ratzon, Lamihi Smucha. What's that bracha? What's that he writes on next to? From Rabbeinu Tam, Shimin bracha, bracha to Hashem, Hamavir Shein Me'amai. Me'inai. Right? The last bracha is, bracha to Hashem, Malakena Melacholam, Hamavir Shein Me'inai, Usmuna Me'afapoi. What's the next word? After we say that bracha?
Zero.
No. The he writes on. Says Tosfos. Vitzarech Lomar, the he writes on. There's a vav here. V'yihi ratzon. Why is there a vav here? Because Tosfos said to put a vav there.
What?
Tosfos said to put a vav there. Yeah. V'yihi ratzon. Why is there a vav there? Right? Because it's connected to the bracha. Right?
What's the havamina to think that a one-line bracha would need a bracha to end it?
There's no havamina. That's what it doesn't. Right? The closest you're going to get is a bar nefashos. We say, Baruch Hei Olamim. You don't say Hashem's name. So it's very short. It's not so long, Baruch Hashem.
I think there are some Siddurim that have Hashem's name in brackets.
Which one?
I heard.
Which what's Hashem? Hashem where?
Baruch
Hashem. Oh, over there. Yeah, could be. Yes. Vim Tomar, but lo kol brachas kul tzarach lomar bechisimasan me'ein pechisasan for haleka. You don't have it over here. We start off with, Hashem, thank you for returning the sleep. Thank you for giving me a good night's sleep. And then we end off, Hagomel Chatzarim Tov L'Amo Yisrael. What's the shaykhis between sleep and Gomel? Right? For Halakha, you don't have that over here. For Yeshlomar, no. The Shaper Havim Me'ein Pechisa, Psicha, Samach L'Chasima. They are connected. Shamavir, Samach L'Chasima, Ikka v'tigmaleni chasadim tovim v'hayin gemil chasadim shakash baruch ma'av v'sheinim in adam. That Hashem woke you up in the morning, there's no greater chesed than that, that you have another day to live, biggest chesed in the world. Fine. U'machadesh kemo k'damina v'medrash. Chadashim lafkarim. Chadashim lafkarim, those two words, are a pasuk in Eicha. Chadashim lafkar. That's the makar of saying moda'ani. Moda'ani is not here. Where did moda'ani come from? It's based on that pasuk in Eicha. Chadashim lafkarim, the next two words are Rabba Emunasecha, which is what we say moda'ani, right? Shumachzer haneshama shalema v'shakata beguf. Hashem returned the neshama to the guf. Kasher haisa b'tchil, like yesterday. Afal pi, even though shaitza yefa v'hayinu ke'em p'ticha. I was tired, so it's the same thing. It's the same idea. Next, v'lasok b'divrei Torah. Lasok b'divrei Torah. V'harevna. Right? Lasok b'divrei Torah. We say lasok b'divrei Torah. Then we say v'harevna. Then we end off bracha to Hashem hamalamed Torah l'amo Yisrael. So we start with a bracha, we end with a bracha, right? Says Tosfos v'harevna hakol bracha achasi v'tzaruch l'omer v'harevna. You got to say it with the vav, which we all do, right? V'yishtabach smucha l'baruch she'amar. Yishtabach is next to baruch she'amar. Lochein yesh lizor shalola saper b'neim. You're not supposed to talk during Pesukim Dezimra. Afal pi sheyesh hefsek rutuva Pesukim Dezimra, even though there's a whole long gap, there's a long thing Pesukim Dezimra. The Mikol Makom lo mitzvah mafsike. You shouldn't do anything else. Adam Pesukim Dezimra. Why? Because the brachas connected to each other. So you don't talk in the middle of other brachas, but you talk in the middle of Pesukim Dezimra. Ubezen nicha bracha achrona shebekriyesh ma emes. Emes yismucha el ahava. So now emes v'yativ, emes v'muna, is connected to Ava Rabba. I had a shema in the middle. So what? So Pesukim Dezimra could be in the middle. Shema's in the middle. Doesn't make a difference. Upsuke Kriyashma lo mafsiki. Pesukim Kriyashma doesn't. It's not a hefsek. V'im Tomar bracha achmona l'mishu kore b'torah amai tzarech l'psoach b'baruch. Ah, that's a good question. What about the bracha after you get an aliyah? Why are you saying a bracha? Why start off with the word baruch? Why isn't it connected to the bracha beforehand? That Asher Baruch Abanu, and there's no hefsek because it's Torah in the middle. It's not a hefsek. Pesukim Zimmer's not a hefsek. Shema's not. So why is this a hefsek? Hasmucha lechaver the bracha rishona. V'yesh lomar. Tosas answers. Lefi shayir regilim shalohayim avarchin rak rishon bracha rishona v'achron bracha achrona. Because the first guy would make the first bracha, all the aliyahs in the middle wouldn't make any bracha, and then the last guy would make the bracha at the end. That's a big hefsek. Not even the same person, right? We changed it. We made everybody make a bracha beginning at the end, so people shouldn't walk in late and leave early and think there's no brachas. So we kept the minute like that. That's what Tosfos. We kept the minute. You always make a bracha before and after, even though there's no real reason to do it. Okay. What?
No other bracha. You're always being yotze to somebody. This, you're always being yotze to somebody.
Right. Interesting. What do you mean being yod? I know, it's a bracha on the tzibur, really.
Which other bracha here, you never get make a bracha on the Torah, you're not being yod to somebody. So if somebody walked in or out, and they missed the beginning, they get a bracha at the end. Whereas,
right.
What other bracha here, are you being yod to other people?
You mean they have this whole hack? Right. So, okay, I hear. I don't have to think about that. So the next thing Tosfos says is, on a member of the Beis, is that he wants to know, why don't we end off? So fine, good. Bracha to Hashem, Lakeinu Melchom, Hatova Meitiv, Helavina Malkeinu, Dimeinu Barina Golena. So Hayal Melech Hatova Meitiv Lakol Shebachol Yov Yom Hu Meitiv 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 Lanu. That's it. That's where it stops. Then Tosfos says all the other things Hu Gamlanu Hu Gamlenu Gamlenu Lachenu Lachesarachem. That's all added later. That's all Tfilas. Tosfos says that Shalosh Malchios, Shalosh Gemulos, Shalosh Hatavuach. Right. That's all extra, and that's why we don't end with a bracha, because it's considered a bracha ktsara. It's a short bracha. And the fact that it's longer, that's all added on later. All the harachma, it's all added on later. Then, v'ne'monata shel berachas haftorah. What about that? The brachas of haftorah. We say we start off with the word v'ne'mon. Doesn't start with a bracha, right? Human al bracha al yona. That's harking back to the first bracha, ulakach hu nichtav gadol. That's why it's written big. Shabiyama harishonim in the early days, Okay. When the person reading, he calls it a tinnah, because the kids used to get half maftir. The kids would read it, they would all chime in and say neman together. Okay, that's very interesting stuff. Now, Vamer of Nachman by Yitzchak. Teda that Tov made the Lav Daraisa. Of course the Tov made the Lav Daraisa. Shari Okunosa Beis Ovel. You don't say it by an Ovel's house. Kitatanya. Maim Omer Beis Ovel. What do you say by an Ovel's house? Baruch HaTov HaMetiv. Rabbi Kiva Omer Baruch Dainemes. Rabbi Kiva says you don't say Tov HaMetiv. Why not? Because you don't say good things in an Ovel's house. Not a good... Oh, Baruch HaTov HaMetiv. Well, fantastic thing. No, that's the Shiva. So you don't say it in an Ovel's house. HaTov HaMetiv in Dainemes Lo. Ela Ema Av Dai Av HaTov HaMetiv. According to the other Tana, you say both. But according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't say Tov HaMetiv. So you see, not Daraisa. No, not Daraisa. Marzutra equal to Bey Rav Ish Ashi Itra Bey Milsa. Marzutra went to pay a shiva call by Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi lost a son, and he went to pay a shiva call. Pasach Ubarach Atov Ametiv. Kael Da Emes Dayin Emes Shofit Betedek Lokeach Mishpat Veshalad Ba'olamo Lasos Bo Kirtono Kichol Derachav Mishpat Shakol Shalo Vanachnu Amo Vavodov Vachol Anachnu Chayovim Lahodos Lo Lubarcho Godem Parsos Bisrol Hu Yigdar Es Hata Pirza Hazos Bisrol Le Chayim. Hit a whole long bracha. Okay? Look at the Tosfos of Mar Zutra, the last four lines. Listen to this Tosfos. Pirish Bahag. The Bahag says, De'ein lomar ba'mishpat. Don't say the word ba'mishpat, that Hashem did this with judgment. Don't say that. Because the Kaimel and Perak Behema Yatza, the Yesh Misa below Chet. Some people die without any Chet. So what's the mishpat? Why did the guy die? That's not mishpat. He died because there's a thing called death in the world. He didn't deserve to die. Some people are like that. Only four people in history. But maybe this guy who you're sitting shiva for is one of those, maybe he's number five. And therefore, it's not mishpat. Don't say that. Right? Don't say that word mishpat, because it's not true. V'yesh yisurin below avon. And some people have yisurin for no sin at all. How can you say mishpat? Umihu bekach en lemachko. Don't erase it. Leave it in there. Why leave it in there? Because everything Hashem does is with mishpat. Even if this is one of the special people in the world who die without a ched, it's still mishpat of Hashem. It's still with a cheshbon. It's still with a judgment. Why it happened today, not yesterday. It's still with a judgment. So says Tosfos, I hear why not to say it. Say it anyway. Right? Say it anyway. Okay. V'hilchasa d'alacha is... No. Lehechan hu chozer, where do you go back? This is what we were saying before yesterday, what we said before. When you're calling the guy from the bus to stay and listen to the Zeman, because you need a Zeman, and he's waiting there. So now when he's going to bench, where does he start benching from? Lehechan hu chozer, where does that guy start benching from? Rav Zid Mishmei Dabai Omar Chozer LaRosh, he goes back to the bidding of benching. Rabbanan Omri Luakam Shepasak, he goes back to Noda Lecha, because the first part he heard already. He heard it from the guy who's motzi him. V'hilchasa, and halacha is l'makom shepasach. Takanas halacha, he goes back over there.
We don't do that now. Do
we? What?
We don't do that now.
No. Okay. Amalei reish galusa l'rav sheshes. Afagaf the rabbanon kashishi atun. Even though the rabbanon are older, right? They're experts, whatever. Parsoi b'tarchei suda baki minaychu. The parsoim, when it comes to tzarchei suda, are better than you. They have better minhagim. Now we're going to read this. I'm not 100% sure what's going on here. Bisman shehen shtei mitos. When there are two chairs, they call it a mita, a bed, because they used to recline. So if a guy's reclining, like his feet are over there and his head's over here, then the second guy's feet are over here, his head's over there. How are you going to talk to him? You're here, your head's here, and his head's over there. How are you going to talk to the guy? So, bizman, shnei mitos, when there are two beds, gadol, mesiv, barosh, the gadol reclines at the head, vasheni, lo lamayla hamenu, and the second guy is on top of him, meaning head to head, back to back, head to head, so they can talk to each other. Ubizman, shnei shalosh, if there are three people, gadol, mesiv, be'emsa, he's in the middle, sheni, lo lamayla hamenu, shlisha, lamata hamenu. I'm not sure what that means. All three heads are next to each other. Head, head, head.
That's impossible.
It's impossible. Yeah. He's in the middle.
Yeah.
So it's impossible. Amalei v'chiboy ishtuye b'hadei matar terutei v'yosev u'mishtoy b'hadei. So how are you going to talk to the guy? You have to get up and go talk to him? That's crazy. You have to get everyone to say, pass the salt. You have to get up and tell him to pass the salt. That's crazy. Amalei, no, shanei parsoi. The parsoi are different. D'machvilei b'machog. They're able to hand signal. They're very good at sign language. They're able to hand signal each other. They don't have to get up. Right?
And so you don't have to hear them.
You don't have to hear them. You don't have to talk. They're hand signaling. They know exactly what they know exactly what they mean. Right?
Didn't say new either then.
What?
No.
They didn't say new. No, they didn't say new. So yeah. The Aruch Chaim says that's what they were praising. They were praising the fact that they ate like that. They didn't have to talk. They could just hand signal to each other. That's what they were praising. Mayim Rishonim Mehechon Maschilim. Who's the first person to wash Mayim Rishonim? When he washed, Tilsa Zayim. Who washes first? Says the Gemara, Amar Leh, Min HaGadol. The first one. Yashav Gadol, V'yishma Yadav Ad Shenot L'Kulim. Was a guy who he had to sit there for 20 minutes while everyone else goes to wash. He's sitting there with nothing to do. Amar Leh, no, La'al Dermaiti Taiku Kameh. No, they bring him his food right away. So there's no delay by him. I'm not talking about where he's mostly other people. If he's the biggest Rosh Hashiva, he let him wash first. He has to wait for 100 people. No, let him bring his food right away. Mayim Achronim, Mehechon Maschil. What about Mayim Achronim? Who starts Mayim Achronim? Amalei, Menachotin. The least one starts. Why? For Gadol Yosef, Yosef Mezuamos, Ad Shenot L'Kulam. What, so the most respected one has to wait with dirty hands until they bring him the Mayim Achronim? That's not right. El Amalei, Lo Saliku, Misalka, Takai Kameo, Adamati, Mayim L'Gabei. Now, they wouldn't remove his table until it's time for him to bench. For Mayim Achronim. So he said, you keep on eating. So that's why it's okay. Amar of Sheshes, Ano Masnisi Yadana. I know a mission about that. The Braisa, the Tanya, Ketatzeder Haseba. What's the story here with Haseba? Bisman Shehin Shnei Mitos. If there's two Mitos, Gadol Mesa Barosh Vashen Lol Matan Menu. The first one sits at the head, the second one next to him. Bisman Shehin Shalosh Mitos. If there's three, Gadol Mesa Barosh. The first one's at the head, Sheni Lol Lamayla Menu, Shlish Lol Matan Menu. Mayim Rishonim Haskulim Ana Gadol. Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim a little different now. Bisman Shehin Hey. If there's five people, Maschilim and Agadol. Start with the greatest one. Why? Only five people. So for five people, he could wait for 30 seconds and five people do Mayim Achronim. Bizman Shein Meyot, there's 100 people, some wedding or something, or some huge, some Suda, Maschilim and Akotin. Start by the least Chashev. Start at the back table, right? Ad Shemagim Eitzel Hey, until you let the last five people. Then V'chazun Maschilim and Agadol. Then go to the greatest one. Umakom Shemayim Achronim Chozrin L'Sham Bracha Chozeres, and that's where the bracha returns to. What does that mean? That's where the bracha returns to. That's the person that's going to bench. He's going to leave benching. Mesayle L'Rav Ada L'Rav L'Rav. Zamar of Achir Bar Ashi Amar Rav Kol Hanotel Yada Bachrona. Whoever washes his hands last, Tchilahu Mezumin LeBracha. He's the one who's going to bench. Rav Chia Haviyashvi B'Sudaisa Kamei De Rebbe. They were sitting in a suit in front of Rebbe. Amalei Rebbe, Lerav, Kula Mashach Yadech, go wash your hands. Chazir, we had this a few days ago. Chazir de Karmirtas, he was afraid, Rebbe was afraid. Amalei, no, Bar Pachasi, you son of nobles. Ayin Berchas Mazonach Amalach. He's telling you to leave benching. He's telling you to leave benching, you have to wash your hands. So you're washing hands first, you're leaving benching first. That's the simon that one who washes his hands leads benching. Okay, we have a few minutes, so... We have a few minutes, so 1 minute. Yeah, we'll do. We have a few minutes. Let's do the Tosfos of Lehechon Hu Chozer. We said Lehechon Hu Chozer. Where do you go back? What does that mean? Where do you go back? What do you do? What do you do? The guy was waiting for the bus, right? The guy was waiting for the bus. He had to listen while they either did mezumin or they said the first bracha. So where does he go back? The answer is, he goes back to Nodalacha, because we paskin like Rav Sheshes, that the first bracha is already said, is already included. That's what Rashi says.
Is this loved up here if it's a mezumin? Let's say you were in a doctor's office, you're eating a sandwich, and then they call you in. And you were middle of benching, and you have to...
It's a good question, I don't know. But you didn't bench, you just listened to them, they were motzi you. Yeah, I don't know, it's a good question. So, Pirish Rashi, the Kar Lecha, the Pasik, Lishnayim. We're talking about a guy who stopped for two people, mamtin in la'achirim, and he waited for them, ad hazon, Where does he go back to a suda? Rabbanan Amri Lamakam Shapasak. Right? You go back to where you stopped. Vim Vitema, Im Kane. Hey, Lamakam Shapasak. How could you go back to the Makam Shapasak? Achare Shaakal Achakach, Pshita Diakzar, Afila Hazan, Tahazan Daraisa. What do you mean you go back? So he's talking about a different case. Three people were sat together to eat. And one and two said we have to bench. One says, I'm not finished. So the two said, that's no problem. We'll bench. We'll make a mezumin. And then you continue eating afterwards. So he continues eating afterwards. So how can you say that he goes doesn't have to bench now?
Yeah, he has in mind that he's not...
Rashi said, he doesn't have to... He starts with no delucha. The first bracha he said already.
Doesn't make sense.
The Tosafot said, doesn't make sense. Right? So, Al-Kain, Tzorach, Lag, Lomar, Dekoya, Ha, Damrina, Le'el. Not talking about a case where they're sitting together. That's for sure not a case. We're talking about a case, Tamavarich, Omer, Nevarach, Shechal, Mishalo, Vabasumin, Onen, Barach, Shechal, Mishalo, Vzivochayinu, Lechon, Uchoz, Tamavarich, Lacha, Sheyanu, Hamasumin. When the guy now says benching, right? How does it work? Rabbi Sai Nevarech. Everyone says, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach Me'atov Yad Olam. Right? Says Tosfos, the HaMevorach Omar Nevorach She'achal Nemishalo V'habesumim Omrim Vorach She'achal Nemishalo Uvduvo Chayinu. What does the Mezamein say after that? Vorach She'achal Nemishalo Uvduvo Chayinu.
He repeats it.
Says Tosfos, Lehechonu Chozer HaMevorach Lacha She'en HaMesubin Chozer L'Rosh Shamavarech, Chosev Omer, Nevarech, Shachalnu, Mishalo, Uvetuvo, Chayinu, which is how we paskin. V'Rabbanan Omri, Lamakam Shapasak, Sha'amar, Baruch, Shachalnu, Mishalo. Right? Baruch, Shachalnu, Mishalo. We don't hold like that. Right? We don't hold like that. We hold that you say, Baruch, Shachalnu, Mishalo, Uvetuvo, Chayinu. One minute. Baruch Shechal Mishalo. Wait, we do hold like that. What? No. Forget that Baruch Shemo. Right? We hold Chozel Roj Nevarach Shechal Mishalo. We don't say that. We don't say Nevarach Shechal Mishalo. Right? We say Baruch Shechal Mishalo.
Right?
V'Rabban Amri Levakar Shepasach Amar Baruch Shechal Mishalo. V'Chein Hilchasa. That's how we paskin. That's why we do it like this. Right? Okay. Fine. Then the next case was when one went out to the street. All right, so that was very interesting. Interesting stuff. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Oh, yeah.